From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns has been expounding chapter 9. Today he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Faithfulness of God. The text is verses 6 through 13. Although the Jews of Paul's day believed that their relationship to Abraham guaranteed their entrance to heaven, Paul states that God's promise was to the children of promise. As Dr. Cairns shows, no one gets into heaven because of any physical relationship or through any religious ritual, no matter how sincere. It is only through Christ, the promised seed, that one can gain heaven. God confirmed his promise by an oath, and his word cannot fail. Furthermore, as we'll see today, God's purpose of saving his chosen ones is immutable. It stands forever. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 22. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Reassured by the word of the Lord, the poor trembling saints of Zion grew bold and shook their heads at Sennacherib's boastful threats. Strong faith enables the servants of God to look with calm contempt upon their most haughty foes. We know that our enemies are attempting impossibilities. They seek to destroy the eternal life, which cannot die while Jesus lives, to overthrow the citadel against which the gates of hell shall not prevail. They kick against the pricks to their own wounding, and rush upon the bosses of Jehovah's buckler to their own hurt. We know their weakness. What are they but men? And what is man but a worm? They roar and swell like the waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. When the Lord ariseth, they shall fly as chaff before the wind, and be consumed as crackling thorns. Their utter powerlessness to do damage to the cause of God and His truth may make the weakest soldiers in Zion's ranks laugh them to scorn. Above all, we know that the Most High is with us, and when He dresses Himself in arms, where are His enemies? If He cometh forth from His place, the potsherds of the earth will not long contend with their Maker. His rod of iron shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, and their very remembrance shall perish from the earth. Away then, all fears! The kingdom is safe in the King's hands. Let us shout for joy, for the Lord reigneth, and His foes shall be as straw for the dunghill. As true as God's own word is true, nor earth nor hell with all their crew against us shall prevail. A jest and byword are they grown. God is with us, we are His own. Our victory cannot fail.
My soul and sin.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may simply call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Supplies are limited, so request yours right away. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Christian in the storms of life, buffeted by the billows of adversity, assaulted by the attacks of hell, the Christian has an anchor cable to an anchor inside the veil. Do you see that picture? Our anchor is inside the veil. And what is it? God cannot lie. God cannot lie. God's word cannot fail. His promise, His word is inviolable. The second conclusion is that God's purpose is immutable. Well, you notice clearly that Paul speaks of the purpose according to election, and he says it stands. I like that. When God purposes, His purpose stands. That's the difference between God and the creature. A creature purposes, and His purpose comes to pass only if the purpose of God so allows. The devil purposes many things. The devil's a mighty spirit. Never make the mistake of so many of the charismatics of speaking disparagingly and slightingly and even in a funny way, humorously, of the devil. Remember what we're told when Michael the archangel disputed with him about the body of Moses. He wouldn't bring a railing accusation, even against Satan. So, the devil is a mighty spirit. But you know, the devil has many a purpose that can never come to pass. He has tried a million things today and failed. For example, you look in the life of every Christian, the devil wants to destroy you. The devil wants to damn you. But he'll never do it. He'll never succeed. And even if you're not saved, you're a living testimony at this very moment that there are purposes of the devil that cannot and have not come to pass. Because if the devil had had his way, you'd already be dead and in hell. But you're not. It's true of us, is it not? We purpose many things. And so often, to our shame, our purposes do not stand. But the eternal purpose of God stands. The purpose according to election. The purpose according to the determined counsel of an all-wise and good and holy and upright and faithful God stands. What does that mean to you and me? Well, I don't want to go back into preaching Romans 8. But I exhort you to learn this passage off by heart. I exhort you to think upon it. I exhort you to let it percolate in your brain day by day throughout your life until it really blesses your soul. This is what he says. We know, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, do you notice what it says and what it doesn't say? It's usually quoted, all things work together for good. Well, you know, in a way, that's true. That's ultimately true. If you look at it from God's point of view, at the end of the day, it will all be for His glory. You stop and think of this as the absoluteness of God. Satan, forever languishing with his angels in outer darkness, will be to the praise of the glory of God. Just as truly, not in the same way, but just as truly as Michael and the angels will be in the glories of heaven. Every creature will ultimately glorify. glorify God. But when we quote, all things work together for good, we mean, you know, don't worry, you don't see your way through it, but, you know, it's all going to work out all right. But that's not what it says. We know that all things work together for good to whom? To them that love God. How did they ever come to love God? To them who are the called according to His purpose. But what is that purpose? Now follow Him. Verse 29. For whom He did foreknow. Watch every word here. Not what He did foreknow. Men have emasculated the doctrine of the foreknowledge of God to make it His foresight of the undetermined actions of autonomous men. And that's, I realize, a highly dense theological statement. So you just think it through. Men think of God's foreknowledge as His foresight of the undetermined actions of autonomous men. And because God foresees that some will believe, He elects them. It doesn't say what He did foreknow, whom He did foreknow. What is God's foreknowledge? Let me back you up to the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, and verse 23, so that you will get what the Bible defines as the foreknowledge of God. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Now, Dr. Barrett's off tonight sick. Students, don't get your hopes up. He says if it kills him, he'll be here in the morning. So he's going to be here to lecture you. You're not going to get off that lightly. He would be much better equipped if I could have him here and let me step aside and let him give you a learned disquisition on a particular rule of Greek grammar and syntax. It's called the Granville Sharp rule. It's not my imagination. It is a basic rule of Greek grammar. The result of which is the determinate counsel, the word and, has the idea of being explanatory, even the foreknowledge of God. In other words, foreknowledge determines and describes and defines His determinate counsel, and His determinate counsel defines His foreknowledge. What is the foreknowledge of God? It is His eternally predetermined purpose or counsel or exercise of will. That's the foreknowledge of God, whom He did predetermine. Determine according to His counsel. That's His foreknowledge. Whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. Do you see the five acts of God's irresistible grace? They start in eternity. They end in eternity. Do you see these acts of irresistible grace? He foreknew. He predestined. He called. He justified. He glorified. And if you look very carefully, the company included in the first act, whom He did foreknow, is exactly and precisely the same as the company described in the last act. Them He also glorified. I want you to grasp this clearly. God's purpose is immutable. I can never understand why Christians, I can see the ungodly, whose minds are darkened, But I cannot understand how Christians hate the doctrine of God's electing grace. I understand that many of them have run into some who call themselves Calvinists who have more interest in fighting over the decrees of God than they have going out to reach souls. But that is not historic Calvinism. The greatest evangelists this country has ever produced have been the strictest of its Calvinists. There's no reason why we cannot hold Paul's doctrine while at the same time having Paul's passion to reach the lost for Christ. But let me tell you, never give up because of the perversions of doctrine by some people. Never give up the truth of the absolute sovereignty of God, because that immutable purpose is what guarantees the certain arrival of the believer, the justified one in heaven. And do you see right at the heart of this, you've got calling and justification. I want to tell you something. You were not in eternity to see God foreknowing. You were not there to listen as he proclaimed his predestinating decree. Were you? No. That's why the Bible never tells you, if you want to find out the way of salvation, find out if you're elect. The Bible never does that. But I'll tell you where you were and what you do know when he called you to Jesus Christ. When he called you to faith in Jesus Christ. And when by faith you received him and you were justified. Ah, yes. As the old hymn put it, I was there when it happened and I ought to know. But you see, calling and justification never stand alone. They stand united on the one hand, reaching out into eternity past to God's foreknowledge and God's predestination. And they reach out to eternity to come to God's eternal glorification. When you stand as a believer in Christ and Satan buffets you and says, well, how can you ever be sure? How can I be sure? Because God's purpose is absolutely immutable. As he says, and we'll get to this in due course in chapter 11, verse 29 of Romans, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. That doesn't mean to say he gives people his gifts and calling without their repenting. What it means is God never repents of giving you eternal life. God never repents of calling you into faith in Jesus Christ. What does this mean for you and me? I think of the words of Malachi, quoting Jehovah himself. Chapter 3, verse 6. I am the Lord. I am Jehovah. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Why is it impossible for a believer, a child of the promise, to perish? Because God is faithful. His word is inviolable. His purpose is immutable.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.